6 years later. One of my roommates, Phoebe, the one who held the lease, had locked herself in her bedroom. I had not seen her in days. I would wake up for work and walk past her door. I would stand in front of it. The light was off, the drapes pulled closed, but after the rest of us left, she would turn on the lights, roam freely. I discovered this once, coming back into the apartment when I had forgotten to pack a book for the commute to work. Every day I would find something missing. One night I made spaghetti. When I went to drain the pasta, I discovered that the colander was missing. Alice, my other roommate, was sitting at the kitchen table eating her broccoli coleslaw without dressing. Alex was anorexic. I suppose just the fact that she was eating could be considered a triumph, but I worried that the act of eating broccoli coleslaw might actually have negative calories, that the energy expended from chewing the food burned more calories than what was consumed. I had read once that that was true for celery. I looked at my spaghetti, floating in the pot with no way to drain it. I took a fork and started to fish out the strands of spaghetti one by one. I didn't want to eat it anymore, not in front of Alice. I wanted to get the hell out of the apartment, buy a burrito down on Mission Street, and drink a Mexican beer with a slice of lime. I wanted to go to the hip bar on Valencia Street and watch my beautiful boyfriend work the bar. He was the bartender. He was definitely a new kind of boyfriend for me. He was tall and blonde and good-looking, and he wanted sex. But otherwise, he didn't love me, didn't think it was necessary to return my calls. I was always waiting for him to call. Slowly, I extracted my boiled spaghetti from the pot, knowing that I would not eat it. It was funny about my life. It was, and it was not, what I expected it to be. I worked full-time at an office. I was an executive administrative assistant for the head of human resources at the Facilities Management Department at the University of California. I had been stunned to get the job. My boss, Judy, said it was because I had made her laugh during the interview. I don't remember what I said that was funny.